they're a solid team. You know, they're always consistent every year, and we knew it was going to be a tough match. You know, especially coming back here, you know, 15 points down. You know, even though we lost, I'm proud of my guys today. They played hard and they showed a lot of heart.
And they definitely came out of the blocks firing. You took it out to 11 points, and you looked quite good from there on.
Yeah, you know, coming into the game, you know, with that type of deficit, we knew we had to kind of come out the gate pretty strong, just, you know, make up some points. So, yeah, I think we did well in the first half.
And just a word on the crowd tonight, you know, really made the sixth man for you.
They're amazing. They're the best fans in the league. You know, I can't say enough good things about them. The atmosphere tonight was probably one of the best atmospheres I've seen in my career at Sheffield. So, you know, big thank you to the fans for coming out and supporting us all year.
So looking back on the year, obviously, you got off to a slow start. And to finish the year the way you did, how do you look back on the season as a whole?
Even though, you know, we're exiting the season pretty early, in the playoffs pretty early, I'm still very proud of my guys, you know. If you would have asked me back in December, January, that we would have won the trophy and then we would have ended up seventh, like, I think we were in 11th place at that point. And, you know, ended up finishing seventh and then winning a trophy. So even though, you know, it hasn't been the greatest year, it's been successful. And, I'm so happy for our guys.
What was the turning point? You mentioned kind of that transition from December. What was the big turning point?
It was bringing in BJ Holmes and Demetrius. You know, they're incredible players, and they really stepped up for us. When BJ arrived here, we were in 11th, and then we finished in 7th place. So that's a huge thing for him, you know, to lift the team like that.
And obviously, it's probably pretty raw now. The season's kind of over. But do you look forward to next year? Are you already kind of planning? Or is this potentially the last time we could see you in a Sharks jersey?
No, I'm definitely, if they'll have me back, I'll be back for sure. Sheffield's like my second home now. And I'm proud to call it that. So, hopefully we can get some of these guys to, you know, sign back. And we can start building the core of a team. And you know, the most successful teams in the league always have a good nucleus of players. So hopefully we can, you know, get some of these guys back in a Sharks jersey for next year and keep the ball rolling.
Does it feel like the building blocks are in place?
Definitely. You know, in these last few weeks here, we've been one of the hottest teams in the league. And I think if we keep, you know, a few of these key guys on the team, you know, you can only get better.
What areas, if any, do you think you need to improve? You mentioned the kind of hot run you've been on recently, but what does the squad need to do?
We have a lot of young guys on the team, and I think it's just, you know, another year under their belt, a little bit more maturity. They'll grow, they'll get better. You know, Nick Lewis stepping in at the beginning of the season, he was only 19, recently turned 20. So, you know, he stepped up huge for us. He's had some great games as of late, and, you know, he's only getting better. From when he first got here to now, he's a completely different player. He's, you know, improved in so many areas. So if we keep these guys and keep helping them to grow as players and then, you know, pick up a couple other pieces along the way, I think we'll be able to put together a good team.